Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So as I was preparing for this reflection, I read through the gospel. I did a little research on St. Peter Claver and the saint that is the saint we celebrate today. And I was moved with this reflection. But then I was about to click record, I did one more quick glance at the gospel reading. And I have to call an audible because something really, really struck me. The beginning of this passage from Luke 6, Jesus says to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say," and then he gives this long speech basically to the apostles. But he starts with that line, "To you who hear." So this gospel passage, which I'll read in a little bit, is one of those passages that it seems almost any time that I've heard it, I don't want to hear it. It's one of those things where actually makes me think of like when I got in trouble as a kid and I knew that I did something wrong and one of my parents is like yelling at me because I did something wrong and they get on my case because I knew it was wrong and just everything about it is like painfully annoying because I know I need to hear it. I know they're the ones who need to say it to me, but I don't want to hear it. But Jesus has this powerful starting point of, to you who hear, to those who are willing to listen, to those who trust me, to those who really want some insights into the life that the Father desires to give you, to you who hear. So I want to read this gospel passage, reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you, to the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." All of these powerful statements of love that Jesus is calling his disciples and each one of us to. But my struggle with this, the reason it's so frustrating, is I don't want to love someone who hurt me. At least I'm not inclined to, when it's really an act of faith to love someone who has hurt you. Why? Because they've taken something from you. How does it make any sense to like want to give them more? How is that just at all? But God is inviting us to be open to his greater plan, to have faith in his plan, to open our ears to hear. And if we hear and we listen and obey this command that Jesus gives us to act and live the way that he calls us to live, that space, that emptiness that we find in those injustices, he will fill. In fact, he allows those things to be taken from us, our pride to be taken from us, our worth to be taken from us, the worldly worth to be taken from us, so that he can fill it up. Today we celebrate this great saint, Saint Peter Claver, who is he was a saint who loved slaves, and he ministered to slaves, thousands and thousands and thousands of slaves. He ministered and entered into the space where there's little to be given. He offered himself, knowing that not much would be given in return, if anything at all. Saint Peter, he heard Jesus. He trusted Jesus. He had faith in these words of the gospel today, that he would, in faith, entrust himself to a reality that doesn't necessarily make sense, but that God has called him into. In what ways can we enter into the space in our lives, the realities in our lives, to love in the ways where it doesn't make sense? That love might fill a space that replaces our ego, our pride, and fills it with the love of Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the gift of this Saint Peter Claver, a priest who loved brokenness, who loved the injustices, and he placed himself and offered himself, his entire life, into those injustices with great faith. Lord, that your plan will conquer all. Help us, Lord, to trust you in the areas of our life where we feel that there has been an injustice. Help us to have a missionary heart towards those who have suffered injustices. Lord, let us love this reality of letting go of everything in order to be filled up by you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.